Hey. Yeah, I'm okay. Look, if this is kind of weird, but if you're not too busy right now, could you please come and pick me up? Yeah, I'm okay. Everything's fine. I'm just at this party and things are getting, I don't know, pretty out of control. And look, I'll explain later, but if you could come pick me up, that would be great. Thank you. Yeah, okay, I'll text you the address in a second. I'll be waiting outside when you get here. Okay, thank you. Hey, thank you again. Yeah, I'm okay. I just really needed to get out of there. No, really, I'm fine. God, you sound like my brother. You know what I mean. He's very overprotective. Yeah, I get it. I get that it's normal for guys to be protective of their younger sisters, but I don't know. It just gets old sometimes. That's why I called you instead of him. I guess you're kind of like a brother. You even used to call me your little sister when we were kids, but you're just a little bit less overprotective than he is. Don't tell him I said that. In fact, it's probably best you don't tell him about this at all. It'd only worry him. Yeah, seriously, I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me. I haven't been drinking, nothing happened to me. It was just getting a little bit too intense for my liking, I guess. Well, maybe it didn't seem that intense to you, but I'm just not used to the sort of thing, you know, like going out and partying. I only went because some of my uni friends were going, and I don't know, they're always trying to get me to come along with them. I figured I ought to at least try and get into the university lifestyle, you know? Oh no, this is mine. Yeah, skimpy black dresses are an essential part of my wardrobe. Didn't you know? Yeah, one of my friends lent it to me. I think they were all hoping I'd, I don't know, find some guy at the party and go home with him. I don't know, it's like they're playing some kind of game of get the weird, shy girl laid. Well, that's really sweet of you to say, but you know it's true. I don't know, there's a reason I haven't had a proper boyfriend since I was, I don't know, 15. Does that even count? I don't know, I'm just weird. And it's hard for me to meet guys, I guess. And when I do meet a guy, they just end up being really, I don't know, shallow. Like, they act nice, but I don't know. The second they think you're not looking at them anymore, they're just staring at your cleavage or something. I hope you weren't like that when you were in uni. Really? Yeah, well, next time my friends ask me if I want to go out or party with them, I'm just gonna make up some lie and play Animal Crossing instead. Of course, you can come to my island. My island's always open to you. Just wait until I'm finished decorating it. I don't know, it's kind of messy, and I just, like, I want to blow you away with my island designing skills. You know, I wish we could hang out like this more. Like, just the two of us. I know, I guess there's nothing stopping us. It's just, whenever we hang out, it's usually because you're there to see my brother, not me, and I don't know, I just happen to be there. I don't know, I feel like it would be kind of strange if we started to hang out without him. I know he would definitely find it weird. Like, he'd probably think we were dating or, I don't know. I'm sorry, that was a weird thing to say. You're like an older brother to me. I probably shouldn't have said that. You don't have to be. What's that supposed to mean? No, that's not what I mean. Like, I don't mind the thought of dating you. Sorry, that came out really weird. I thought I was freaking you out. Like, ugh, can we just change the subject, please? Why are you laughing? What's so funny? What are you doing? Why are you pulling over? Tell you something. No, why do you think I need to tell you something? Do I have a crush on you? Obviously not. why would you think that? It's like you always said, you're like a brother to me. Of course I don't have a crush on you. Look, can you just please drive me home? Not until I admit it. Look. Please, I'm really tired, okay? I don't want to think about this right now. Can you just please drop the subject? It's not that simple. I don't know. I don't know if I have a crush on you. I just know that I don't want you to think of me as your little sister anymore. Is that a crush? Really? You haven't thought of me that way in a while? Well, I guess that's good, I guess. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Why is this so important to you all of a sudden? Well, if it was obvious, I wouldn't be asking you. Why are you suddenly so interested in talking about our relationship? Why do you care? You have a crush on me? Why? I mean, why would you like me that way anyways? What's so appealing about me? That's really sweet of you to say. I don't know, maybe. Maybe I feel the same way. I really like you. And I like being around you. I guess I get kind of nervous when I'm around you because I really want you to like me, I guess. I guess I might have a little bit of a crush on you. Okay, I definitely have a crush on you. You know? How long have you known? Well, if you already knew, then what was the point of this whole admit you have a crush on me and I'll drive you home thing? You're such an ass. Okay, so where do we go from here then? A kiss? Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you can kiss me. Was that okay for you? No, it's okay. You can put your hand on my thigh. I just wasn't expecting that. I can't believe this is happening right now. No, it's fine. Yeah, you can put your hand there. Wait, just push my panties to the side. Slide one of your fingers in. Wait, stop for a second. I don't know how to ask for this, but I was thinking maybe you don't have to drop me off at my place. Yeah, that is what I'm suggesting. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. I don't think I've been inside of your place before. No, I haven't. Like, I picked up my brother a couple of times when he was too drunk to drive himself home, but I don't think I've ever been inside. It's nice in here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the mess. I know you weren't planning this. I know you didn't have time to clean up. Is it that obvious? Well, yeah, I am really nervous and a little bit scared, actually. Because, I don't know, I've had a crush on you for so long, and now I'm actually here, and plus you're my brother's best friend. How can I not be nervous? You're right. Okay, let's not worry about any of that. I'm here now, and that's all that matters. Where's your bedroom? I'm not impatient, I'm just impatient. All right, lead the way. Well, I guess I should start by taking my dress off. Keep it on. Sure. All right. I'll lie back on the bed while you take off your clothes. You're already so hard. Just slide a finger in. Of course my panties are soaked. You know how long I've been wanting to do this with you. How many times I've fantasized about you. Okay, I can't wait any longer. I need to feel you inside of me. Don't worry about that. You can just push my panties to the side. Yeah. I'm a bit tight, so you might have to go a little bit slow.
Yeah, she's just pushing in slowly. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Wait, can you just be a little bit gentler, please? Yeah, that feels good. That feels good. Pull the top of my dress down. Oh, yeah. Do you like them? I feel so good when you squeeze them like that. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, yeah, keep squeezing them. Oh, my God, it feels so good. Sorry, I didn't mean to scratch your back. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm getting close. Yeah, you can speed up. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just like that. Oh. Keep going. I'm really close. Oh yeah, may I come, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, that felt so good. Wait, you didn't come? You wanna come in my mouth? Fuck yeah, I'm okay with that. Mm. you came so much. Were you saving it up for me? I don't know, isn't that like a thing guys can do? Okay, well, I just thought it sounded sexy, okay? I didn't put much thought into it before I said it. Did that feel good for you? Yeah? Good. I'm glad. God, yes, that felt amazing. God, this feels so, I don't know, surreal. I don't know, I've had feelings for you for such a long time, and now I'm actually here. I still haven't totally gotten over all of my nerves, but I'm excited to see where this all leads to. God, you look exhausted. Yeah, it's late. I called you so late. We should get some rest. Hey. Thank you. For turning what would have otherwise been a pretty crappy night into so much more.